Welcome to the Reasons to Believe podcast with Samuel White III. My name is Danae Mary Louise White, and I am the third oldest daughter of Samuel White III. We are glad that you have joined us today as Daniel White III equips Christians to stand firm in their faith and offers unbelievers a reason to believe.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Reasons to Believe podcast, episode number 144. My name is Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International. God has been under attack in the world almost since the beginning of time, sadly and strangely, because God is love. But he and those who believe in him are under attack more now than ever before. Atheism is on the rise, and atheists are becoming more vocal. This podcast is an ongoing debate response to such people as Richard Dawkins, Bill Maher, Stephen Hawking, and others who say they do not believe in God and who preach atheism to the world unchecked and unrebuked. This podcast is also designed to equip Christians to do what the Holy Scriptures command, and that is to earnestly contend for the faith and to be always ready to give an answer to every man that asketh us a reason of the hope that is in us. But more importantly, this podcast is designed to give you a reason to believe in God and his Son, Jesus Christ, so that you can be saved from sin and the punishment of sin, which is hell. Our reasons to believe scripture passage for today is Job 38:1-5. It reads, "Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, Who is this that darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge? Gird up now thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee, and answer thou me. Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding. Who hath laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest? Or who hath stretched the line upon it?" Our reasons to believe quote for today is from C.S. Lewis. He said, Christianity, if false, is of no importance, and if true, of infinite importance. The one thing it cannot be is moderately important. Our reason to believe PowerPoint. Our reasons to believe PowerPoint today is titled The Divinity of Christ, Part 25, from the Handbook of Christian Apologetics by Dr. Peter Kreeft and Dr. Ronald K. Tassili. And I want to remind you to take advantage of our special offer. If you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of this book, The Handbook of Christian Apologetics. It is available on our website for just $30. The authors continue with the first part of their conclusion to this chapter, subtitled Why Many Are Not Persuaded. On the one hand, all possible alternatives have been refuted. On the other hand, the Christian alternative has not. Instead, it has been shown to be the only explanation for the data. Number one, it is intrinsically possible. It has no internal or external inconsistencies. Not one fact of history, science, philosophy, or common knowledge refutes it. Number two, it is probable. God could well have done this. A good, wise, clever, if you will, loving God might well do just what the Gospels say he did in Christ, become human and die to save us. My God, what a God we serve. Number three, it works. It has enlightened and transformed lives. It has created saints who lived and died for this lie in quotes, or lunacy in quotes, or myth in quotes. It has been believed by the wise, lived by the holy, and longed for by the skeptical. Even Freud saw it as wishful thinking, as fairy tale that is as desirable, as too good to be true. As Tolkien put it, there has never been a tale which men more wished was true. There has never been a tale which men more wished was true. Number four, it gives the greatest hope and meaning and purpose ever proposed to human life. We are to become saints here and little Christs hereafter. What a destiny. Number five, it is the only rational, honest alternative. Data and argument compel us to it. Why, then, are many not compelled? Number one, not for rational reasons. No reason has ever been brought forth against Christianity that has not been refuted. The vast majority of those who disbelieve in Christ's divinity disbelieve for other reasons, not because they have confronted the arguments. Number two, often the thing hated and rejected is not Christ, but Christians. Chesterton said that the only good argument against Christianity is Christians. How true. Number three, often it is fear of the church and her teachings and authority that scares people away. The church is a concrete, visible, present institution that makes demands on our intellect to believe and on our will to practice a whole way of life that conflicts with our natural inclinations, exactly like Jesus, who did the very same thing. The church doesn't wield a club, but she does wave a cross. Can somebody say amen? If the Lord should tarry his coming and we live, we will continue this topic in our next episode. Let's pray. Holy Father God, give those who have not yet believed the faith in you, the faith to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit would not give them rest until they come to know Jesus Christ as their Savior, for there's no better life. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you are listening today and you have never trusted this Jesus, please know that Jesus loves not only me, Jesus loves you. And if you want to be saved by Jesus today, here is how. Believe in God the Father, believe in his Son, Jesus Christ. For Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that he died for your sins. He shed his blood for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Shall be saved. Shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. What a great deal. Until next time, my beloved, please keep in mind these reasons to believe. God bless you.